This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that digital public infrastructure is a big requirement in itself, and the government is extending digital facilities to all the villages. Interacting with philanthropist Bill Gates, he said technology can play a big role in agriculture, health and education sectors. On artificial intelligence, AI, Mr. Modi said, if we rely on AI out of laziness, then it is the wrong path. He added that if used as a magic tool, then AI will perhaps lead to grave injustice. He said AI is such a good tool, but if it is given to someone without proper training, it is likely to be misused. He said people should have a competition with ChatGPT and strive to go ahead of AI. He suggested that there should be clear watermarks on AI-generated content so that nobody is misguided. The Prime Minister said the government is committed to ensuring that emerging talent from within the community can continuously contribute and enhance its value to foster trust in technology among people. He said data security remains a paramount concern. He stated, while India has a legal framework in place, public awareness is equally crucial. The External Affairs Ministry has said that the recent remarks by the US State Department on Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's arrest are unwarranted. Addressing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said any such external imputation on India's electoral and legal processes is completely unacceptable. India had lodged its strong objection and protest with a senior official from the U.S. Embassy yesterday with regard to the comments made by the U.S. State Department. The spokesperson highlighted that India is proud of its independent and robust democratic institutions and is committed to protecting them from any form of undue external influences. The combined index of 8 core industries of the country witnessed a 3-month high growth of 6.7% in February this year in comparison to the same period last year. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said production of coal, natural gas, cement, steel, crude oil, electricity and refinery products recorded positive growth in February 2024. The index had grown by 4.1% in January this year and 4.9% in December last year. At least 10 people have been killed after a passenger vehicle en route to Srinagar from Jammu veered off the road and plunged into a deep gorge near Battery Chashma in Ramban district along the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway today. Our correspondent reports that the accident took place shortly after midnight when a vehicle carrying mostly outside labourers plunged into a 1,000 feet deep gorge. Local authorities swiftly arrived at the accident site. However, due to the challenging terrain, darkness and persistent rainfall in the area, rescue efforts could not be immediately undertaken. Jailed gangster-turned-politician Mukhtar Ansari has died due to a cardiac arrest at the Banda Medical College Hospital in Uttar Pradesh last night. He was admitted to the hospital earlier in the day when his condition allegedly deteriorated after he fainted inside the district jail where he was lodged. 63-year-old Mukhtar Ansari was a 5-time former MLA from Mau Sadar district and had been behind bars in UP and Punjab since 2005. UP DG Police Prashant Kumar said prohibitory orders under CRPC Section 144 have been imposed across the state following Ansari's death. Additional police personnel as well as Central Reserve Police Force teams have also been deployed in Banda, Mau, Ghazipur and Varanasi districts. Police conducted flag march in Firozabad and Aligarh. Good Friday is being observed today all over the world, marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. It is observed on the Friday before Easter Sunday that marks the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Prayers and masses have been organized in churches and chapels. It is also known as Holy Friday, Great Friday, Black Friday and Easter Friday. On this occasion, people wish one another strength and happiness. The Easter celebration will begin on the following Sunday, on 31st March. Prime Minister Narendra Modi recalled the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the occasion of Good Friday today. In a social media post, he said, "Today, we remember the profound sacrifice of Jesus Christ. He hoped that everyone will find strength in the lessons of compassion and forgiveness it teaches us." And that is the end of this news bulletin.